Blog Talk Radio.
Yo,
man. What's up?
Yo, what's up? What's good? What's poppin'? What's crack-a-lackin'?
Poppin'. Crack-a-lackin'.
What up? What's up, everybody? What's up? What is going on? This is Big Red and Brother B. Another episode of The Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's up? What's going on? Hope all is well with everyone. How you doing, Red? How you feeling?
I'm good, just chilling, you know. You know me, I flow the way it flow. I'm good, you know.
Oh, okay. That's what's up. That's good.
I'm maintaining.
Gotcha. Yeah, that's all we can do right now. Yeah, man. I've been, looking at the internet a little bit back and forth. Yeah, I gotta ask a question. I don't know if I've ever listened to his music or not. It's Kodak Black. Yeah, what's wrong with this kid?
Looking for attention.
Like, well, that's what his mama for. His mama don't love him or something like that. You know what I'm saying? for those that don't know, apparently Kodak Black made a statement, you know, towards Lauren London, the girlfriend of, Nipsey Hussle, who was gunned down last week.
Just last week,
and he made a statement, you know, a little greasy statement, about Lauren London. And I'm like, yo, you know, T.I., you know, checked him, which, you know, I'm glad he did. And I'm just like, what's your function, dumbass? Like, why would you make a statement, you know what I'm saying, like that, and then you're going to apologize for it? Listen, there's certain things that you can say that you can't apologize for. You can't apologize for everything that is going to be okay. The world don't work like that sometimes. What you put out there is what you put out there. And best believe, whether it's negative or positive, somewhere along the line, you're going to get it back. And you said something real greasy, so you should expect and know that the greasiness is going to come back to you. Like, you know what I'm saying? The beef, hatred, whatever you want to call it, is going to come back. I mean, it was a stupid thing to say. Very insensitive, especially at a time,
Time like this, and it's fresh. It just happened. I mean, you shouldn't say it at all as a young man, but you know, once again, I didn't mean to cut you off, Brother B, but once again, we are living in a time where everybody's looking for attention, especially these millennials. Everybody's looking for attention, especially the millennials that are in the spotlight. Now, not saying that, you know, people of our time didn't do things for attention, but once again, as I always say, there was no social media, there was no cell phones, there wasn't nothing, so it's just like, if they did something for attention, it was something more, you could say more positive. It was more something positive they wanted attention for. But now we live in a society where, once again, as we always say, negativity breeds.
Yeah, it does.
Negativity breeds. And at the same time, nobody is being brought up with any type of respect. Like you said, why would you say, and I read what he said, and once again, it's hard because, once again, we live in a society where things can get misconstrued. I'm not making an excuse for him. sometimes people say things, and once again, if you have reporters around, you have people around, they're going to take what you said, take a piece of what you said, and put it out there. So, okay, like I said, I'm not making an excuse. I'm not saying that that's the case, but I'm just saying, you know, sometimes that can happen. But once again, as you said, watch your words. You are in the public eye. You are, so what, you're a rapper, so what, you suppose, I don't know if he's a street rapper. I don't know what kind of rap he is. All I know is that you need to watch what you say.
He ain't street. He ain't real. He ain't shit. Especially with, you know, saying stuff like that. Like, you don't do that. Listen, all I know is there's a code of conduct. You know what I'm saying? And I know nowadays, like, these youngins, they coming up, these millennials, you need attention. You need somebody to wipe your ass, burp you, and stuff like that. You know, you're not.
They don't
care
about code.
But there's a code that, you know, some of us do still do go by. And when you break that code, best believe we're going to jump in your ass. So when you want to sit back there and think that, you know, oh, you old, you don't know nothing, trust me, we've been around a whole lot longer than you do, and we still learning. So what the hell you think you know that we don't?
Right.
You don't know shit. But like I said, you know, for him to make a statement like that, like, I never knew who he was, you know. Like, you know what, like I said, I've heard the Nipsey Hussle years ago, you know.
Right, exactly.
I never, the only reason why I never really listened to his music is because, you know, I still listen to a lot of old school hip hop. Like, a lot of this new stuff I really just don't listen to. I don't listen to the radio. I don't, you know, but I'm not going to lie. You know, I started listening to Nipsey Hussle. And, I missed out. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm listening now, but, doing my homework on him, I appreciate the brother, man. And it bothers me that we lost someone so talented, but at the same time, an asset, and I'm going to say it, an asset to the blackness, an asset, somebody that gave a damn, unlike a Kodiak Black. You need to go flush your ass down
Kodiak.
The goddamn toilet. Yeah, Kodiak.
Kodiak,
whatever his name is. That's why, you know, I don't know why, yeah, like, you little nasty-ass black bear, whatever you are, you know what I'm saying? I don't know.
I think that's why his death hit so hard, because just like you said, it was somebody, once again, it's just like, because my oldest son, you know, put up a post, and he's like, you know, it still, you know, kind of hurts him. And I told him, I said, well, now you know how we felt when Pac and Big got killed. That's how we felt. Because we've seen the change. My thing is, you can, when you're seeing the change in somebody, and then somebody just gets rid of them, it hurts you, because it's like, yo, he was trying to change. We've seen something different.
But you know what's crazy? I watched a few of his interviews, and he seemed like he always had his head on. But my problem is him getting murdered. I hope this doesn't set a negative tone to people who are trying to be positive. Who want to make a change and be like, you know what? You have to, look what happens. You make a change for the positive, and then you get killed, you get shot, something happens to you. Listen, it don't happen to everybody. It doesn't.
Right.
Everybody's story don't end the same way. But the whole thing is, if you want to make a change for a better, that's a good thing. It's good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's good for the people around you. You know what I'm saying? Don't let certain things discourage you, because these millennials, they easily discourage and they're easily swayed. Like, don't let that sway you. Don't let it discourage you. You know what I'm saying? He was all about community, family, his business. You know, he was making them changes within himself as a man. And as men and women, you're coming up, I suggest you do the same. Do it, you know,
right,
do it
absolutely. Don't let that stop you.
Yeah, never let it stop you. Don't let the BS that's going on, you know, show you up for doing what you're trying to do, man. Because, you know, there's a lot of idiots out here. There's more idiots because the media is all about showing the negative than the positive. So be that positive, you know what I'm saying? Listen, some people feel being positive is not as rewarding. The reward is not fame. Sometimes the reward could be in a smile. Sometimes the reward can be in the fact that you know you know yourself that you're making changes for the better for yourself.
Exactly.
And that's always a good thing. So don't look for some type of reward, because the reward is within you, man. You know,
absolutely.
You gotta do it for you and yours. Just do it, just like he knew what he had to do. And he spread it. He put it out there. He wanted to teach the community. He wanted to teach the hood. He wanted to show them. And you know what? He was doing it. And like I said, we lost an asset.
Mm-hmm.
We lost an asset. So
right.
You know, once again, rest in peace to Nipsey Hussle. And, you know, like I said, I already got one of his joints is already like a theme music, a theme song for me now. As soon as I put the headphones on, so I appreciate that, brother. Thank you for your
I, it feels like it feels like when we lost Pac and Big, and you know, there's a host of others that we lost that were, which, like you said, we're trying to make something positive, or you know, just making a change and speaking their voice. And once again, you know, it's sad that, like I said, when our people are trying to put that out there for others, it gets cut down quickly. And we all know why that happens. I don't have to elaborate on that, but it's just sad that it happens that way. So, hopefully, I don't know if I could say a lighter note. Just one another thing I wanted to talk about real quick.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's lighter, but did you hear about the rhino poacher that got stampeded by the elephant, and then the lions finished them off? Now it's not I'm not gonna say it's a lighter note, because once again, that's somebody that lost their life, but I went in detail and read basically what happened. And
okay.
I'm just going to say this. Humans, and we know what humans we're talking about, leave these animals alone. Animals are smart.
Neanderthals?
Neanderthals. Leave them alone. You're doing this for profit. Animals ain't stupid. They know what you're there for.
Yep.
Leave them alone.
You see, people want to assume that animals are dumb and like they don't have a brain to think. But, yeah, okay, you keep thinking that if you want to. But, I mean, for those that don't know, apparently there was a story of a poacher that got killed. Apparently he was stomped on by an elephant. And then the lions came and ate his ass up.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
finished him off. Free
ironic.
Meal.
Ironic. Can you say, like, quick karma?
Yes, exactly.
Karma at its quickest. I mean, some people say, oh, well, you can't compare animals' life to a human life. Listen, that's not the point. My life is a life. And you're going
out there
trying to kill animals just for what? Like you said, profit.
For profit.
Listen, whatever comes with the territory comes with the territory. Whatever happens, happens. You step into their jungle, you got... Hey, listen, you know, I'm sorry it had to go down like that, but yo, you can't be messing around with the animals, man. Listen, if they work together,
leave them alone.
Listen, animals and lions working together, listen, we need to get the message to save a rhino. Listen, we need to, they send
exactly,
us a message.
Exactly, take the example from them. Exactly.
Yeah.
Because remember, you know, the lioness are the ones that do the hunting. You know, the males don't do the hunting. The lioness is the ones that really do the hunting. So it's just like, yo, if they got together and they was like, yo, you see what's happening to one of our people? Nah, that can't go down. The elephants came. Nah. You ain't getting down with that.
It's our jungle. It's our jungle. Baby.
Right. So it's like they don't know by now. Leave things alone. Why y'all always messing with something?
Because history has shown it is what, you know what I'm saying? Just that's what it is. But okay. So once again,
yes.
This is Big Red and Brother B with the Menu on Blog Talk Radio. What's good, everybody? What's good? Guest calling numbers 347-324-3395. That is 347-324-3395. We are on the menu. We are on the Facebook at the menu. Mind Your Mental, MindURMENTAL. Now, real quick, before we get into the topic, I got to make this quick statement. So I know someone who, you know, hits me up, and we talk from time on Facebook, certain topics I'll be posting and stuff, and he seems to think that I am on the side of the Democrats. Listen, or, you know, some type of liberal or something. Listen, let me tell you something. Let me tell you one thing about Brother B. I give no fucks about none of these political parties. Republicans, Democrats, these liberals. I don't really give a damn because, you know what, somebody keeps making up these statements, these titles, and to me they don't mean anything. Because in the grand scheme of things, whether it's Democrat or Republican, they're living up where they're living. They're doing what they're doing in their world of politics. Some of them may be sincere about what they do or what they want to try and do, but, hey, in the grand scheme of things, I mean, once again, they in one part of the castle, we out in the field.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they can say they're trying to make changes for us or do things for the people, but I don't know that. I just know the reality of what's going on out here. I know what I see out here and what's going on out here. So when it comes down to Democrats, Republicans, or independents, I really don't care about any of these political parties. I don't care about politics, period. We may talk about it from time to time, but I really just don't care because in the grand scheme of things, at the start and at the end of the day, what do they really do for us except divide us? I feel these political parties are very divisive, and all they do is just keep everyone disliking each other because they're busy fighting, disliking themselves. I think that the political parties and all that fighting, I think it's more fake than wrestling. I think wrestling is
more
real.
Fake than wrestling.
But yeah, I think it's more fake than wrestling. I think it is. I think, like, they just put on this show to make people feel like, oh, yeah, we're fighting for you, and I'm doing this. Meanwhile, there's caviar, you know, foot rub, back rub, you know, whatever they're doing. Like, they still living a good life better than some of us out here.
All right. Right,
you know?
Exactly.
So, like I said, why should I care? Why should I give a damn about political parties? Everybody wants to make you a promise, but at the start, end of the day, you're still stuck in the same situation, holding the same bag. So it is what it is. And on
right,
that note,
exactly.
You know, let us begin. So, can men handle the same hurt or pain as a woman?
You gotta set it off.
Now, I may make some enemies on this one, maybe. I think to a degree, yes and no, but it's more no than yes. Because we're not built, I don't believe that we're built to be emotional. We're not built like that's the whole thing. We're not built the same. We're not made the same. Women are more emotional. Men are more ego. And the whole thing is, a lot of times, dudes are not going to let the ego, you know, let their ego get shitted on because of something that they've done. All right, oh, my girl cheated on me. Oh, man. You know what I'm saying? All they're going to do is be like, oh, word? Okay, that's messed up. Either they're going to get mad, or they're going to do stuff that I don't condone, like put hands on a woman. Or they're going to be like, all right, no problem. I'm going to go out and get me the next chick. Men take things personal, but it really depends on, you know, what it is. But like I said, it's more of an ego thing. Mm-hmm. Now, as of the past couple of years, well, I wouldn't even say couple. I said maybe say what? Maybe 5-6 years. Maybe a little longer.
Maybe a little more than that, because I know where you're going with this already. But go ahead.
Yeah, well, women, there's been a demand for men to be more sensitive, and I totally disagree with that. Men are sensitive in their own way. My thing is, we can understand each other without needing to understand each other, because I think that's what makes the dynamic so great between men and women, is the fact that we don't understand each other. And I think we're really not supposed to, because once we start to, you know, like you ever figured something out, like a Rubik's Cube, once you figured it out, did you ever play with it again?
Nope. It was boring after that.
Exactly. After that, there was no purpose in really picking it up anymore. You conquered the game. And the whole thing is, we're not supposed to really conquer the game with one another. We can continue to keep playing it, but we're really not supposed to be conquering it. And women, listen, it's very complex. The mind of a woman is, oh, man, like very, just, I don't know if there's an ocean deeper than that. The psyche, the emotional aspect of very deep. Some men want to go there, some men don't. But I don't think it's something to be challenged, and I don't think it's something that we can compare. Like, oh, who can hurt more, or who feels pain more? Like, we know women bear more pain, not so much, we're not even talking about the physical, just the mental, because women are more emotional than men are. So, of course, they're going to take things way more internal than a man would, who's a lot of times on the surface because of the ego. Now, go ahead, Red. Let it rip. Red. Oh, my gosh. I guess,
hello?
Red. Yeah, where you going, man? Where you going?
I don't know what happened. I was talking, and so you couldn't hear me. I don't know what happened.
We ain't hear nothing. Start all over.
I wasn't, and that's the thing. I didn't even start talking. I was just like, well, you know, I was just starting, but.
Oh,
I'll
sorry,
say this.
Go
okay,
ahead.
So. Hello?
Yeah, I'm here. We here. We look.
Okay,
we ready.
So now.
Big
ready. So, men. They can't handle it. I don't think they can handle what we handle. And as you said, I'm going to agree a little bit with you. Yes, it's an ego thing with you guys. Now, I'm not saying, well, no, yeah, it's an ego thing with men. It's like, I don't want my ego crushed. It's like, I don't want it crushed. Because, you know what, I'm the alpha male. I'm the man. I'm an alpha male. I'm the man. So it's like, she crushing my ego? Nah. But see, my thing is this. When we get our egos crushed, you men, not personally you, but I'm just saying, men don't think about how y'all may crush our egos. And like I said, I had personal experience with that where I felt that my ego got crushed over something, and I, you know, and it kind of messed with me because it made me kind of second guess myself. But you know what? With women, we don't always show it. See, men, y'all show it when y'all egos is crushed.
That's
the difference. Y'all show it.
I think women are too deep. I think that, like, when it comes down to a woman, the passion, the soul, the emotional aspect, I think women are too deep to have egos. I really think y'all.
Nah,
like, you know,
let me tell you something. Nope, that's wrong.
I think we have egos.
Listen,
in my opinion, no, wait, hold on. In my opinion, I think ego is a shallow thing. And I don't really look at women on that shallow level when it comes to, like, the emotional part. You know what I'm saying? I think men are just, a lot of men out there are way more shallow, or can be shallow, than women are. Like,
okay.
I can't find a word for it right now, but I don't really look at, when I look at women and think about women, I don't think, like, there's an ego there. Or if it is, it's not the same way as, like, how a man has the ego.
All right, you kind of right. You're right. It's not the same as a man, but once again, as I said, I'm not going to say all women have it, but some women do have it. Like I said, I felt it a little myself where it's like, you know, my ego got crushed a little bit. Like I said, it was more of I was second-guessing myself, but I'm like, nah. But I never felt that about myself until, like, now that I'm older, I'm looking at it as, like, damn, maybe that was the ego, the kind of little ego thing with me where I felt a little crushed. But then it's like we come back, we bounce back from it faster than men do. It's like when y'all egos get crushed, it's like it takes y'all a long time to bounce back. We can bounce back from ours.
Well, see, now me, all right, so now I can say I think it's more of a security or insecurity thing when it comes to women.
Okay. Okay.
That's,
right.
I don't
think it's so much. You're right.
Ego.
You're right.
Because, like I said, see, to me, like, security or insecurity, that's deeper. And like I said, you know, a lot of men, they operate on a more shallow level when it comes to emotions a lot of times. So I just really, like I said, I can't really put ego in a woman in the same. Maybe I can say security or feeling insecure. That's one thing. But I can't really do the ego part because, like
okay.
I said, I don't really think it. But now I can see you feeling insecure about something because of a situation. Like I can see that happening.
Uh-huh.
But pardon me, my voice sounds a little crazy. I'm feeling dry mouthed right now. But anyway, I can see the whole thing of feeling insecure. Or feeling secure in yourself. Like, there's nothing greater to, like, some men when they have, you know, when I say men, I'm talking about, like, real men, not like these wannabes out here, you know, or Kodiak Blacks or whatever the case may be.
Right.
Anyway.
I get you.
You know, that feel empowered when they have a woman that is extremely secure in herself, what she's doing, how she's moving, and stuff like that. That's a beautiful thing. It's a great thing to men that
right.
can deal with that. Now, to men that can't deal with that, yeah, well, you know, I mean, when you want to look at the thing of being hurt or in pain and stuff like that, if you're looking at the mental, the males just handle it a different way. And I think, yeah, you can break their spirit a little quicker than you can, you know, break women sometimes, but every situation is different. And individual
uh-huh.
results may vary. Not everybody's the same. You know, somebody can take a L, get back up and keep it moving. Then some women will get insecure over the moment. Or some dudes that have their egos just shot. Now,
right.
when it comes down to a male taking a hit to the ego, yeah, I mean, sometimes they can lash out in negative ways, you know, whether it's being like, oh, well, she...
Yeah, but it seems like men do that more. It seems like men do that more where they'll lash out because their ego has been crushed or, you know, I say rejection builds character. My thing is, women, we... Like I said, we can even take that better than men can. We, like, women get rejected all the time. It's just that we get rejected in different ways, but we handle it.
Let me ask you this. Do you think that's, with men acting like that, do you think that's the millennial men, or it's always been like that with men or males?
I feel it's always been like that. You know why I'm going to say that? I feel it's always been like that because I remember being a young adult and me and my friends or me and my girlfriends would go somewhere and say there's some dudes and they hollering, yo, yo, hey, yo, y'all, da, 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 da. We don't pay them no mind. Next thing you know, we getting bottles thrown at us.
I don't mean to laugh.
And I know I had to laugh. It's funny now, but it wasn't funny what happened. But I'm just saying. You know, we getting bottles thrown at us, and like I said, I'm a young adult. I'm, you know, in my 20s. You know, we're like maybe in our 20s, and even I'll say older men because I've had it where I'll say maybe when I was in my 30s or something like that, and I'm sure I'm not the only one that experiences this. Where if a man come, oh yeah, how you doing? And if you reject them or you don't speak to them, like, oh, can I get your number? No, no, thank you, or no, or whatever. Then all of a sudden, you're every derogatory name, oh, F you, this, that, and other. And once again, these are grown men. So it's you know, I've had that experience. And I'm sure other women have had that experience too. And I'm saying it's all ages because even, and I'll even say even now as I'm, you know, getting, you know, hitting up in that you know, at the over 45 stage, or I hit up in the over 45 stage where it's even the same thing where, but it's a little different now. But once again, it's still like, okay, because I'm not responding to you the way you want me to. So now it's, you're going to say something that's, oh, that's why you ain't got no man. Now, this is why.
All right. Okay.
All right. Now, here I go with my stuff. Those are not men. Those are males. Those are still kid-minded, you know, males. Like a real
but Brother
man,
B.
I know.
Right, but
Brother B,
like I said, at this point, you know, once again, this is what I'm saying. It doesn't matter. You're right. What you're saying is right, but once again, look at what we're the society that we're living in now. And me and a friend of mine was just talking about this last night, where the fact that, like I said, it doesn't even matter with age now. But especially because of the men that are over, you know, over a certain age, it's like, they're still acting like kids. Y'all are still, you know, it's like, are y'all going to ever grow up? Do you want to grow up? Like once again, and I think a lot of it has to do with, and you just said it earlier, even with Kodak Black, it has to do with how you were raised and who you were raised by and who's raising you. What did you see growing up? Whether it's mother or father, it doesn't even matter. Mother or father, what are you seeing growing up? Who's raising you?
Exactly.
What are you seeing? Once again, rejection builds character. And my thing is this, and I'm going to, okay, right now I'm going to put it more for on the mother side. My thing is this, that's the first person as a man, I think that's the first person that a male is seeing how a woman should be treated. So now guess what? If your mother's...
Let me say this real quick, to cut across. I got to put this out there. When it comes to stuff like that, it's the same way that I view, like, with men and their daughters. That's the first man they're ever going to love, and you're the last man they're ever going to want to leave. It's the same thing with the mothers. That's the first woman you're going to love, and that's the last woman you ever going to want to leave. Simple
right.
and plain. But go ahead.
Right.
As you were saying.
Exactly.
Go ahead, man.
Oh, no, I am. So, yeah, that's basically the same. You know, that's what it is. It's like, what do you, you know, who are you watching? Like, I always say that these things are learned behavior. People don't just start doing things just because. You have to see it from somewhere, or you're learning this from somewhere. How you treat a man, how a woman treats a man is what you're learning. You're seeing that from somewhere. And like I said, it could be either parent or both parents. You're seeing it from somewhere. And the same goes with a man treating a woman. You're seeing this from somewhere. You're not just learning this. You're seeing this somewhere. And like I said, it's a learned behavior. You had to be seeing this from home, family, somewhere.
It's true.
So, like I said, you know, it's just sad that it's like that. But, you know, men taking a blow, you know, the same blow as women, they won't be like, okay, let's talk about a breakup. I think men take breakups harder than women do. And I think that might depend on the person and how you broke up and, you know, how you broke up. But I think men take it harder also. And just like you said before, I think it's more of an ego thing because it's just like, oh, she got another man. You know, like if the woman decides to get another man, oh, she got another man. Oh, this, that, another. Like, all right, I'm going to give you an example. Let me give you another example. A friend of mine that I'm on friends with on Facebook with, she put up something about, why is it when you and a person break up or y'all not dealing with each other anymore, it seems like you're thinking about the person, but the person is not thinking about you? So now I commented on her status that she put up, and I said, that may not necessarily be true. Just because that person may not be contacting you or whatever, that doesn't mean that they're not thinking about you. That might be just all in your head that you're saying, telling yourself, oh, he's not thinking about me. He's not thinking about me. You know.
This is true. It's very true.
Right.
I mean, listen.
I feel
don't,
that
well, listen, a lot of women shouldn't get that twisted. Like, don't think that he just be listen. All right, I'm gonna put something out there, and
okay.
you and any other woman that's listening could take it how they want. A dude can be with another chick, and if you're that one, of course he could still be thinking about you.
Mm-hmm.
Like make
absolutely.
No mistake about it. Don't make no mistake about it. And I'm sure the same thing could, you know, work could be said with women too. But
mm-hmm.
you know, a woman will draw a line in the sand, as to where a lot of dudes out here wouldn't. They'll cross that line just to get back to what, you know, they love. And some women will be like, nah, I just got to cut that loose. I got to let that go. But don't
mm-hmm.
ever think that just because he may be out and about or doing him, don't think that he's not thinking. Because, see, that's one of the ways where dudes deflect. That's one of the ways where they kind of self-prepare themselves. Oh, what? You want to diss? Oh, man, you got another dude? Oh, you just don't want to be with me no more. Word. All right.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just gonna, oh, it's like that. All right. So I got to bounce back from that. So it's either I got to go get me another woman, or I got to go sleep with another woman, or I got to, you know, grab me a beer, or I just need to be by myself.
Right. Well, I'm going to tell you this. Now, when I told the person that what I told her about the, you know, just like don't because, you know, she's like I told her, she's basically, you basically telling yourself that this person is not thinking about that. You don't know that. You don't know. They may be thinking about you. Now, another person that I'm friends with this young lady too, he commented under what I said. So now he says, and I'm going to read exactly what he says. He said, 9 times out of 10, when somebody breaks up with the person, they aren't wasting 1 minute thinking about them. It says, when you leave somebody, he said, when you leave somebody, so I'm quoting what he said, when you leave somebody, it's because you believe that person was hindering your life in some way. And he said, yeah, he's broken up with chicks out of a necessity that he really cared about. But most often, he did it because he wanted to get his life back. So now, I'm just going to tell him what I said.
That sounded selfish.
Okay, wait.
What
okay.
So
now
mean?
I
okay,
told
ahead,
him. So I told him, I said, okay, I understand that. I said, but it also depends on the way the couple broke up, good or bad terms. And I told him a personal story where I told him I've had a dude that broke up with me. And I said, I wasn't thinking about him. I said, but he was asking people about me. He was blowing up my phone, and I was ignoring him because at the end of the day, you broke up with me. So why am I going to, you know, waste my time if you broke up with me for whatever reason it was? Okay, so then he goes to say that was easy. Basically, he said that was easy because he saw, I'm quoting what this person said because I'm reading it off of what I got here. He says that was easy. He said because he saw some ass that he thought was better than mine, and he tried it out. It was trash. So he tried to get back with me if I had let him. And he said basically, if I had gave the dude another chance, he'd have dealt with me until he found somebody else to have a test drive with.
that could be.
Oh boy.
I mean, listen. All I'm going to say is that there's a bit of truth. There's a bit of truth to it, possibly. But once again,
mm-hmm.
individual results may vary.
May vary.
We don't really know why he was doing what he was doing. See, like, prime example. You know the part where he said that he had to break up with some of these chicks out of necessity.
Mm-hmm.
Now, notice, you know, because he had to get his life back. Now, notice. He said that, but there's other dudes that may feel the same way, even though to me that doesn't make any sense. Because when you're
mm-hmm.
in a relationship, you, of course, just because you're with someone, it doesn't mean that you don't have your life unless you're allowing someone to control or run your life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't
exactly.
know. But Exactly. You know, that, but whatever he said, okay, fine. He had to. So, well, who says that this dude couldn't did it for the same thing? Maybe he split with you because he couldn't take it. Maybe things were going in a direction that he wasn't ready for.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
right.
always have to be about a piece of ass. See, that's the thing. Some women,
exactly.
a lot of women still think it's about ass, and it's not always about
wait.
Sex.
I'm going to cut you off for 1 second. Now, just what you said, see, that's my whole point of what I mean by see how some men think, once again, it doesn't always have to, just like you said, it doesn't always have to be that. But from what I said earlier, you see how a man have to insult a woman, especially if she's kind of making, so it seems like I'm making sense and I may be making some sense, but you want to try to insult me now and say, oh, well, maybe he was looking for another, just like you said, it didn't have to be about that. It could have been just that the direction of the relationship wasn't going maybe the way he wanted, maybe the way I wanted, or whatever it is, or maybe, you know, it didn't have to be about. But see, this is what I'm saying by maturity level. And mind you, this is a person that's over 50 years old. It's not like they going on 50. They over 50.
Well, just because they 50 and over doesn't mean that they're mature.
Exactly. That's my whole point. That's my whole point.
You would think, but it doesn't mean that they're mature. I mean, there's a lot of 50 years old out there that are living like kids.
But that's my thing. It's like, why is that the first? Right, but that's my thing is, why would that be the first thing that you go, oh, well, he was out there looking for some other. Just like you said, why does it have to be about
easy.
That? It
it's
didn't
easy.
Have to be
you
about any anything sexual.
Because it's easy. Because it's the easiest thing to go with. It's easy. Mm. It's easy to just say, oh, he did it for some ass. Instead
right.
of, hey, maybe your feet stink.
Maybe your feet stink.
Maybe you're, you know what I'm saying? Maybe you don't like the way you eat. Maybe there's something up with you where he just felt. Because, you know, some dudes and some people in general, it don't have to be just dudes, but some people just don't ever want to come clean with another person. And so,
mm-hmm.
so they'll just make it seem like it's something else. Because some dudes
right.
don't want to say, hey, listen, you know, you...
And you know what?
Your breath smell like yak ass. Your breath smell like yak ass.
Your
like breath
smell
hours.
Like monkey pampers.
Yeah, yeah. Even,
your breath
even
smell like monkey pampers.
Yeah, even after you brush your teeth. So with that being said, like, I can't really deal with that monkey pamper yak ass breath. So I got to go.
Right. And
yeah, I don't know, man. It could be anything.
But see, that's my whole point. It's like that's what I'm saying. It's like, and that's also got something to do with how, you know, men. I don't think men can take like what we take, because once again, you just said it. Some men are not going to tell you really what it is or a reason why they don't want to be bothered or the relationship or whatever. They rather make an excuse of it than to say, because I guess they feel, oh, you won't be able to handle it. And I've heard you say it a couple of times, Brother B, that you feel that, oh, a woman's not going to be able to handle the truth of what something really is. But once again, men need to try to realize that not all women are like that. Yeah, we're going to feel a way. Of course we're going to get emotional or may feel a way if you tell. That's, and I feel that, but I feel that's with anybody.
True, but some
But don't assume
so,
that,
you know.
But don't assume that all the time with every woman. Oh, if I tell her this, oh, she's going to bust out in tears. Okay, but you know what? My thing is own up to your shit. Tell her what it is and tell, you know, and if she gets upset, you know what? Comfort her a little bit. Yeah, maybe you should come in. Maybe that might be a change that'll change up these, you know, relationships between men and women, I guess. I don't know. But
well,
yeah.
All right. Well, that's when some women seek the more sensitive area or more sensitive side to a man when they need, you know, from the men when they need that comforting. And not every male can pull that off. Like, you know what I'm saying? Not some dudes are just not built like that with their comforter. Like, prime example. you come in the house and tell me, oh, you know, your boss made a derogatory statement and this, that, and the third, and it hurt your feelings. We ready to go kick his or her ass. You know what I'm saying? Like there's no, the only, because you hurt my woman, now I got to hurt you physically.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, there's no middle ground with that. Like, like most men get automatically violent. Like, you what? That's my woman. What you say? They don't want to talk. It's all about action. So,
right.
When some women be like, you know, I need I need you to talk. They're looking for the sensitive, oh, talk to me, you know, make me feel better type stuff. No, to most men, it's like, I'd rather watch you bleed instead, because that's satisfaction. You hurt my woman, so this is that. Now you got to feel the pain that she brought to me.
Right.
So
exactly.
If you're looking for that sensitive stuff, it doesn't always work with us like that. It works differently.
Right.
You know
what
I'm saying? Pain. We look at the infliction of pain to inflicting pain totally different. Like I said, you come to me hurt. If somebody did it, I'd rather get hands on. Some dudes can say, well, listen, babe, blah, 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 and want to talk and be all sensitive and, you know, Marvin Gaye, what's going on and all this other stuff. Some men can do it. But some dudes would be like, what? Yo, I'll whip that ass and this is that. You know what I'm saying? But that's us. That's what I'm saying. The dynamic between us is, it's not something to ever be understood. Just let it play out how it's going to continue to play out. Because once we start understanding too much of each other, it's like, then what? Like, when I see gay men or gay women, you can try to look the part. You can try to look the part. You're never going to be the part emotionally. You're never going to be that. Because men don't understand. Men will never understand what women go through, and vice versa. Because women will think like, "Oh, a man ain't got nothing to deal with. A man ain't got nothing." Look, we carry our burdens. Sometimes it's for you to see if we let you see it, and sometimes it's not. But it ain't always being. It is not always easy being a man. It's not always easy to have to be out there on Front Street and be like, "Oh, I can't show my emotion, or I can't show this because you know I know my kid or." My lady or somebody's watching. Like, I got to be the man that we know. Those, especially for those of us who grew up with fathers or grew up in an era where me and being a man was like, you are the mountain that has to be moved.
All right.
And that's just that. But nowadays, you got these dudes are turning into pebbles.
Yeah, they sure are.
And that's the thing that I have an issue with. I'm like, no, I'm not with that. I'm not with that old sensitive stuff. Like I said, I mean, listen, I can talk. I can give you the speech. I can give you the speech, but at the start, end of the day, listen, I certain things I just can't condone, certain things that I'm just not with. You know,
I hear you.
I can be a little Ralph Tresvant sensitive, but I can't be all the way. Because that, to me, that doesn't work for me. Like, if you come, like I said, you come in the house and you saying, oh, my boss said something. Yo, I'm going to come to your job with some flowers and just to be like, yo, let me get a look at this MFA just in case I got to put my hands on. Because that's what men do. Because that's how they, listen, believe it or not, that's how some men feel that they support their women or support their significant other. Like, they show up. I can say what I can say whatever, but I come to you, I'm at your job the next day with some flowers, and I'm just trying to be intimidating, and I'm looking at this boss, whether male, female, or whatever, and be like, yeah, I'm here. Like she got somebody got her back.
Right, she
you
got somebody got her back, and that's that's.
But that's how we
you know
get down.
That's what. Right, that's what, you know, I feel that's what a man is supposed to, that's his job is to you know, protect his woman, you know, especially, and be that, you know, support, just as you said, if something like that goes down.
Yeah, but now if you got dudes out there that's too much in their feelings and too sensitive, they're going to want to try to talk it out or rationalize things. And real men, I mean, I have to say it, sometimes you don't rationalize stuff. It's just either black or white. There's no rationalizing stuff when you disrespect our women, you disrespect our children. There's no rationalizing. That's why one of the things that I don't agree with a lot of times is it's like, and I'm not trying to get into that conversation right now, but like the system that they call justice.
Mm-hmm.
You, there's certain things that you just can't rationalize. Like you can't rationalize, okay, so this dude was arrested because he beat up and robbed this, you know, 70-something-year-old grandmother. All right, locking him up, in my mind, locking him up, there's no rational to locking him up. You whip his ass.
Exactly.
You whip his ass. Listen, my thing is 249-242, simple and plain. There's no put
mm-hmm.
the cuffs on. You whip his ass. And if you in a wheelchair, oh, well, but you should have never did it.
Right, exactly.
But
right, whip that ass.
That's me, but believe it. There's a lot of men out there that think that way. They don't want to rationalize anything. You touch whatever's close to me, I'm coming to get you. I can't be on that sensitive stuff. So
mm-hmm.
when some people say, or when women say, oh, no, you can't take pain like us. No, we can't. Because a lot of us will react in a violent manner.
Right.
There's no rational. There's really no rational. When you have a man that has someone or something that he loves, touch it, and you will see the monster like no other.
Mm-hmm.
So,
exactly.
But sometimes there are women that react the same way. But some women, you know, most of you guys are different. Y'all will take it internally, and y'all may break it down and look at it a certain way and process it a certain way. It may not translate to one of y'all wanting to get violent. Nine times out of ten, a dude won't want to get violent because he feels disrespected.
Right.
So
now, does
no,
that have to
no,
do? Now you think that may have to do with the ego as well?
Oh, most definitely. Most definitely. Like, we're hardwired when it comes to the ego thing. That we're
mm-hmm.
most definitely.
Now, sure.
Like, you're not going to touch what's mine. That's one thing you're not going to do. Male, female, whatever. You're not going to touch what's mine.
Mm-hmm.
Now, a woman can get the same way, but they process it different. Like, sometimes, to me, like, old school women, real women, violence is a last resort. Like, they'll put sugar in your gas tank. Or, like, you know what I'm saying, throw some road spray on
or
your
Or burn
rice.
Up all your clothes. Pull your clothes and burn them up. Yeah.
Yeah, they'll do something to send a message to let you know before they got to get hands on. Y'all
mm-hmm.
process is different. Because once again, y'all internalize that pain, y'all internalize. And that's when it's like, dude, I think maybe you need to go rent a hotel room for the night.
You need to go.
Yeah, I think.
Remember that movie, The Burning Bed? You remember that movie, The Burning Bed?
Nice. Yeah.
When a woman, and she burnt her husband up.
Oh, damn.
It ain't funny. It was supposed to be a true story, but he was abused, like he was being abusive to her and all that other stuff. And I mean, I guess rather than, I mean, the good choice would have been to get out, but yeah, or call the police. But I guess, you know, how that goes. And instead, she burnt him up in the bed. He was asleep. Huh?
Sometimes you women, y'all want that revenge. Listen, I don't really get into the whole Stockholm syndrome, even though I believe in it.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you have an option to leave. But sometimes just watching somebody suffer is more entertaining and more pleasing than just walking away.
You know, and that's sad. It really is. I'd rather see you suffer than it's like we want to see that.
Listen,
we want to see
I've had conversations with a lot of people, men and women. And there are women out there who, I mean, I've come across some old ladies, sweethearts, but we'll talk, and they'll be like, what? They'll tell you, quit. Well, I'll cut that motherfucker. Oh, whoa, grandma.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't even know you could still do that. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, but, I mean, once again, women are just more that emotional, you're more internal. Like, things are not on the surface when it comes
mm-hmm.
out. See, a lot of dudes don't get that. So when you got a dude on the surface with that ego, dealing with somebody who's not on the surface, you got to be careful.
Mm-hmm.
Because he doesn't know the depth of the situation that he's getting into.
Yep.
So
he's
doing shallow shit. He's living in the shallow world. He's on the little end of the pond. As to where
right.
you're dealing with women that's ocean deep, son. There's certain things that you
right.
just can't do, you can't say. Because with their mind is, you're not.
Right, absolutely.
So,
yeah.
I mean, no, I don't, like I said, that's why I said it's a yes and no thing. It's really yes and no. And if you want to talk physical pain, listen, I don't want to have no baby. I don't want to know what it feels like to have a baby. Because when my daughter came into this world, I saw, and I was like, oh, shit, what the hell is that?
Oh.
I was like, yo, that's real violent right there.
Oh, yeah. Well, was that,
yeah,
that was natural? That was natural childbirth?
What you mean? What's unnatural? Oh, yeah, dude, like, oh, yeah. No C-section?
Yeah, through the, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that was natural. Yeah, it was natural.
Yeah.
That'll scar you. That'll scar you, yo.
I guarantee you that may scar
you,
but
you're crazy.
And no, I actually didn't go through natural because I had C-section with both mine, and that you talk about scarring, that'll definitely scar you. How do you see that?
Oh, yeah, well, listen,
Like how they used to say back in the day, it's layers to this shit.
Yeah, I'm sure it is. I'm sure it is. Like, I'm not trying to be in that type of competition with a woman in pain. Like, I'm not trying to do that. You know what I'm saying? Because, like I said, I was around my baby mama for those 9 months.
Uh-huh.
And I saw the changes, and I was like, damn. You walking around with a little person in you. Like, how you do that?
Exactly.
Like,
a whole
amazing.
Human being. Exactly.
And then, but when it's time to come out, man, I ain't trying to do that. I mean, I went through knee surgery, and I wouldn't even compare knee surgery to that right there. That,
mm-hmm.
you know, that was straight violence.
Straight violence.
Like, you had that, oh my gosh, I don't even want to think, oh. Moving on. Next topic.
Moving on.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Because I'm getting flashbacks. It's just different. So, no,
yeah,
men can't handle stuff like that. Right.
Yeah. Because with that, y'all definitely, I'm not going to say all, but some of y'all get a cold and you act like you got, bronchitis or you got something worse than just a little sniffle or cold. And then y'all, I can't do nothing. Yes, you can. Shut up. Yes, you can. Shut up.
Well, that's because we want y'all to take care of us. That's all. Anytime a dude gets a chance to just, you know, let his woman or his mama take care of him, man, listen.
Yeah.
I don't give a damn what anybody say. I miss both my parents, but yeah, I miss my mama because you know what? There ain't nothing like that feeling of being taken care of.
By
and,
your mother.
And see, once again, going back to that whole emotional thing. Now, when a dude, when you want to talk about comparing, you know, hurt or pain, you, there's certain things that you just don't want to deal with. And see, men who value that, like they got that woman or that mother that takes care of them and makes sure they okay and kind of coddles them. I mean, we don't want coddling all the time. Sometimes, you know, there is that moment where we just want to be, you know, that little boy. You know, we don't want to think
right.
about the world. We don't want to think about nothing. Man, listen.
Right, exactly.
One of the best things in the world. But when you take that away, oh, man, ultimate violence. Ultimate.
Yeah.
So, no, there's certain things we just can't handle. But once again, it's the same thing to be said for a woman. Because, you know, every woman out there, I'm sure, especially who had a good relationship with their fathers, their father was in their life or whatever parent.
Uh-huh.
You know, they always sometimes want to go back and feel like that little kid again.
Right, of course. Every girl wants to be that, you know, daddy's little girl, you know. They want that
yeah.
feeling or they want, you know, they want to be, you know, like, that's my daddy, you know, that's my dad, you know, even though
yeah.
he may be older, you're older, but you still want that comfort. You still want to feel that comfort
exactly.
that you felt when you were younger. And if you get a man, a husband or whatever, and he's that, you know, he can be almost maybe equal to how you get a man that'll treat you like that, then that's, you know, that's kind of a plus. That makes, you know, relations, you know, a little better.
Because, you know, the thing is, we got to be men 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. When we go out into this world, this is what we got to be. This is how we got to do it. But
mm-hmm.
when we're at home or when we're around our woman, see, that's what some women try to say, oh, like some women will take that moment of, you know, what's the word that I'm looking for? That moment of vulnerability
mm-hmm.
that a man may put out there. Some of them take it and be like, oh, are you a sucker? Oh, you
yep,
weak.
Exactly.
Or you ain't this.
Yep.
See, when you do that, best believe he will never show you that again.
Mm-hmm. And then they'd be the first ones complaining, oh, he's not a sensitive. Oh, well, he did this at one time. Yeah, but you emasculated him, and that's why he's not going to do it again. You made him feel bad.
Yeah, you made him feel like he can't show you him.
Right.
He can't
right.
let down his guard. Around. See, and that's the thing. Some women turn around and say, oh, you know, like, I don't know if that's why some chicks out there like these wannabe thug dudes, because they always keep their guard up and never let it down.
Mm-hmm.
But that's not real.
But it's not.
But
I was getting ready to say, them dudes that are like that, go ahead.
No, you know, go ahead.
No, them dudes that are like that, them dudes that want to act like they Teflon Don, they're really not. I've encountered that several of, you know, not, you know, personally, because they were my boyfriends or whatever, but I've encountered a dude like that where, you know, he want to put on his persona like he a Teflon, you know, like he, you know, got it all together. But guess what? He really don't. It's a persona that they put on.
Yeah, sometimes it's a facade. And my thing is, some people can play it to a T, some people can't. But my whole thing is, it has to be some type of balance. So when you want to ask the question of can men handle the same hurt or pain as a woman, once again, like I said, I stick to my guns, yes and no.
Okay.
It really depends. But once again, we're really not supposed to. We don't receive pain the same way. You know what I'm saying? What you may
no,
see
we
as
don't.
Painful, we may see it as like, get over it.
Right.
You know, I mean, it once again, individual results may vary. But
that's
I
right.
can tell you one thing. When it comes to the pain, or it comes being hurt, cheated on, or lied to, or whatever, we process it differently. Just like you process
right.
it differently. And for you, it may breed an insecurity. Maybe a breach in your security. Because it's like, wow, how could he have done that? Or how could he have said this and then that? Meanwhile, you do that to a dude be like, what? You dissing me?
Mm-hmm.
What? Nah, no, Well, I'm going to show you. That's the difference.
Yeah.
But when it boils down to it, it still hurt. One way or another, it still hurt. We just react differently. So I don't think
right,
it's
exactly.
a big thing of, you know, I don't think it even should be put out there in a comparison. Can men do this? Can men do that? Because, you know, go better than a woman because everybody handles their shit different. Women handle their situation
right.
different. Men handle theirs different. And that's how it's supposed to be. We are not supposed to be
mm-hmm.
the same. Because if we were supposed to be the same, then we'd all be looking the same, acting the same, thinking the same. But we don't. Because
right.
the Most High made us different for a reason. We complement each other with all of our differences. And I'm going to say
yep,
that
exactly.
again. We complement each other with all of our differences. The problem
exactly.
is
yep.
society tries to dictate what difference that you can deal with or what you should and what you shouldn't deal with. When we're not listening to our internal clock or our internal compass, we're not listening to the spiritual compass. We're too busy living for society. And society take your relationship. Anybody that lets society or other people or situations dictate their relationship, you're a fool. If you let it dictate your life, you're a fool. Because society is going to keep going. Society is going to continue to be what it is. You're going to evolve from that. But once you start listening too much to society, then you don't evolve. You just stay the same. You'll never
right.
progress. That's why
right,
you, know,
exactly.
you gotta know who you are before you start getting to know who someone else is.
Yep, exactly. Absolutely. Definitely agree with
you,
you on that, but
no relationship can pan out good if you don't even know yourself.
Nope.
But yeah, you're trying to figure out somebody else.
Yeah, and like I said, you know, it's a learning process. You know, it's just a learning process, especially, you know, like when you're young and getting into relationships and stuff like that. It's a learning process. If you're trying to be with this person or whatever, it's a learning process. It's not easy. No relationship is easy, whether it's, you know, I don't care what kind of relationship it is, it's not easy.
Listen, anything that's too easy ain't always good.
Mm-hmm.
If things that are really, things that you really want, sometimes you got to fight for it.
Yep.
So you can at least know, because you can know its worth. You'll know its worth by the fighting that you had to do for it. Some people
right.
don't want to fight. Okay, no problem. That's on you.
No, they want instant gratification.
Yeah, well, listen, everything can't be a microwave situation.
Exactly.
And look
what
happened. Microwave came out. Next thing you know, everybody got all these different diseases and everything else. So, you know,
yep,
microwave
exactly.
ain't not good either. You know?
Nope.
So everything quick and easy can't be all that good.
Nope. Not at all.
So you know, we about out of time. But as always, it has been a pleasure. Red.
Yeah.
You know, I want to give a shout out to the Absolute Truth crew, who should be rocking on Blog Talk Radio tomorrow night at 10:30 p.m. It's Hot
yep.
Rod, Sean Black, K-Dog, Lady T. And, yeah, man, there's another episode of The Menu in the Can. You know.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah, hope
we did,
you
we did the thing.
Red.
All right, you too, Brother B.
All right, we're going to talk. It's another episode of the menu,
definitely.
Y'all. Catch y'all next Sunday.
Later, guys.
Peace. Have a great week.
Peace out. Later.